interactions. Pseudo TTY is built in. Talk to me more at the Raku and Perl stand. And I think that's it. The end. Oh, and if you, for more information, yeah, check the slides. And also, you can just Google for Raku Samaki. Thank you.
If you want it.
Perfect, thank you. Everyone in this room is going to die. Not today, I hope, but eventually, sadly. I say sadly, it's the nature of life that we all die. Now, does anyone know what happens after we die? No. Well, we do know what happens. If you're really, really famous, someone puts a statue up to you, which is pretty cool. But they're not putting up statues to people who rewrite Linux drivers in JavaScript. So what happens to the rest of us? Well, my wife and I like to go on walking holidays. We walk around, and almost everywhere you walk, you will see a bench. And on quite a lot of those benches are little memorial plaques. And they usually say something like, to Auntie Joan, who loved the view here, or, you know, to my darling so-and-so, taken too soon. And it's amazing just seeing all these little expressions of love just dotted around the world. And while we were walking, we occasionally took photos, and we went, someone must have a list of these, right? You know, like, the local council probably has a list of these benches. And it turns out, no one does. No one knows where they are or who put them there. And, you know, you might be able to apply to your council to get them, but there's no central list. So we thought, oh, well, we'll make a quick website, and you can take a photo and upload it, which we've been doing for the last few years. It's called Open Benches. And it's kind of got a little out of hand because since... Oh, please say there is internet on this machine. It's... Since we launched it a few years ago, click on, let's find an interesting one. There we go. This is for Friedrich and Eberhard's on their golden anniversary. I'm assuming that's what that says. Isn't that nice? They put a bench there. And so the basics of this site are you walk around, you see a bench with a little inscription, you take a geotagged photo, you click add bench, and you can just upload it from there. There's OCR on the site, so you don't need to optical character recognition, so you don't need to type in the inscription. It does that for you. There are some tags, and it will display a thing. You can also sign in. Again, I really can't be bothered storing people's passwords, so this uses Auth0, and you can sign in with Mastodon and Discord and other social networks. I'm not going to sign in on your machine, don't worry. So let's take a look. The other thing we do is, so we geocode the bench, so, you know, we've got the latitude and longitude of Friedrich and Eberhard's bench, and so we can say that this is in Berlin, Germany. We can do reverse geocoding, so if I click on Berlin, it should take me to, oh, it zooms in slightly stutteringly there to Berlin. There we go. These are all the benches, not very benches in Berlin. Anyone here from Berlin? Put more benches up. Yeah, right. Please find someone who you love, put a bench up to them. So there we go. And we've got nice lists there. I'm going to show a random bench because that's always fun. So people put them up in all sorts of beautiful and interesting places. And this is why I sort of describe it as a bit of psychogeography, because you can start to see where the beautiful places are in the world. No one puts a bench somewhere completely ugly. That's not true. Let's just... So there's a supermarket chain in the UK called Sainsbury's, and people put up benches to their colleagues. You know, if you've worked for someone for years and they die, you put up a thing, and some of them are in car parks, which is, like, not the most picturesque view, but I dare say that Ron Davis spent a lot of time there, and it's quite nice for his colleagues to walk past and go, yeah, that's where Ron used to sit. So what other interesting and silly things do we have? There's GeoJSON. So if you really like GeoJSON, you can download all this. It's all free. It's all open source. It's all Creative Commons licensed and everything like that. You can edit things. Now, this is the other thing we've recently done is we are not OpenStreetMap. We're not trying to be OpenStreetMap. OpenStreetMap is brilliant, but it's like massive and we are very small. So when people upload these benches, you know, we don't automatically add them to OpenStreetMap because the resolution that we have isn't good enough. You know, if someone's taken a photo from over here, that's not where the bench is. But what you can now do is use Map Complete. Open and edit the map. And this will allow you to say, hopefully, okay, so here is this bench. Is it actually that one? You can start, you need to be logged in, but yeah. So you can start adding these benches to OpenStreetMap if you like. What I really want to tell people is that, you know, it's really cheap and easy to build something like this. The code's all open source if you want to take it. But go around, explore the world around you. Find little interesting places where people have gone, I want to leave a mark here because someone I loved has gone. And just start exploring the world around you and then maybe add it to a bench, add it to a site like this. I'm going to give you one last reason why you should do this, which is that when you add things to this, we also have a leaderboard. Because everything needs gamification. And so thanks to JR Bray, who's uploaded 4,000 benches and 12,000 photos. I mean, this is my site, and I'm like down here. I've only uploaded 1,000 of these. Please, if you see an interesting bench on your travels, please take a photo and upload it. And if you see something interesting and think, oh, there must be loads of these around the world, please just start collecting them and putting them somewhere. Thank you very much, everyone. Cheers.
Like this?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Take it there if you want it.
Okay.
Go.
Start right now? Okay. Hello, my name is Dimas. I'm the lead dev. Can you hear me? That's fine. Okay. I'm the lead developer of the BIMS, the biodiversity information management system. Okay. That's fine. Let me start with the challenge we are addressing. Biodiversity data exists. In fact, there's a wealth of it across.